Staying in Shape, A Guide to Men's Health by Dr. Jo Ann Santiago, SSS Associate Medical Director. For many men, it is common to avoid going to the doctor until a serious problem arises. This mindset, however, can have serious effects on your health. Taking care of yourself is not a sign of weakness. On the contrary, it is a sign of being smart and responsible. Now is the time to change that mentality and start making mindful decisions about your health. Preventive tests. Early detection. Saves lives. Annual medical checkup. An annual physical exam can help identify risk factors before they become serious health problems. During your visit, the doctor will check your blood pressure, weight, and family history, and may order basic lab tests. The results could point to particular problems that need further attention. Specific tests by age. Starting at 20 years old. Testicular exam, skin checkup to look for unusual moles, and regular dental exams. Starting at 40 years old. Prostate-specific antigen, PSA, test to detect prostate problems, and eye exams. Starting at 45 to 50 years old. Colonoscopy to detect polyps, or early signs of colorectal cancer. Heart screenings. Heart diseases are the leading cause of death among men. This is why it is vital that you get a preventive heart checkup based on your age, starting at 20 years old. Regular blood pressure monitoring at every doctor's visit and a lipid panel, cholesterol, every 4 to 6 years for people with no risk factors. Starting at 35 to 40 years old. Heart disease risk assessment, including family history, habits, and personal risk factors. Starting at 45 years old, routine electrocardiograms, especially if you have risk factors such as high blood pressure, diabetes, being overweight, or a family history. Starting at 50 years old, consider having a stress test to check your heart function during exercise. At any age, if you have symptoms, if you experience chest pain, shortness of breath, frequent dizziness, or palpitations, do not wait. Seek medical attention right away. Make sure to ask about tests such as Holter monitoring or echocardiograms. You may need these tests sooner if you have a family history or if you have conditions such as hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes, or if you smoke. A healthy lifestyle. Small changes with great results. Balanced diet eating fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and whole grains can help boost your immune system and help maintain a healthy weight. Cutting back on red meat, processed foods, and sugary drinks can reduce the risk of chronic illnesses. Regular physical activity. You don't have to become a professional athlete. Spending at least 30 minutes a day doing moderate activities such as walking, swimming, or riding a bike can boost your heart health, reduce stress, and strengthen your muscles and bones. Pick an activity you like, since you're more likely to keep doing it. Sleeping well. Sleeping 7 to 8 hours a day is not a luxury, it's a need. While you sleep, your body recovers, regulates your hormone levels, and helps preserve your memory. Not sleeping well has been linked to obesity, diabetes, and heart problems. Control your stress. Chronic stress has negative effects on your blood pressure, immune system, and mental health. To help handle it better, you can use techniques like meditation, breathing exercises, or recreational activities. Drink responsibly. If you drink alcohol, do it in moderation. The recommended limit is no more than 2 drinks a day. Drinking too much alcohol causes liver damage, increases your blood pressure, and can make depression worse. Avoid smoking. Smoking greatly reduces your life expectancy. It affects your lungs, heart, and basically all other organs. If you smoke, look for professional help to stop the habit. You will feel the benefits of stopping almost right away. Mental health, an essential part of your well-being. Your mental health is as important as your physical health. A lot of men experience depression or anxiety, but do not seek help because they are afraid of being judged or due to cultural biases. Admitting that something is wrong and asking for professional help is an act of courage, not weakness. Conclusion. You don't need to do anything drastic to take care of your health. All you need to do is be consistent and mindful. Getting regular medical checkups and adopting healthy habits is a valuable investment in your quality of life. Remember, being strong also means being smart enough to act promptly and take care of yourself. These decisions will benefit your family, your friends, and most importantly, you. Take control of your health today.